Hey folks, Ross here for a different kind of episode this week. I don't have a script, I've not planned out what I'm going to say. I do have a theme, as you'll know, but this is more authentic, from the heart, improvised, spontaneous. It might even seem like talk therapy for me at some points, but I think there's some really good lessons in here, and it gets me a chance to expose myself a little bit more, and for you to learn a bit more about my successes and my struggles. Remember to find me on all the major podcasting platforms and YouTube, of course. And I really appreciate you sticking around, supporting me, subscribing to the channel, and visiting the website. So yeah, this week, this month, this year, just feels like repeated discouragement. Feels like my projects aren't going where I'd like them to. And it feels like I had this metaphor of being punched in the stomach repeatedly. Feels like someone's just, every time I get up and I try again and I do this new thing or a whatever, I just feel like they come right back and punch me in the stomach. And they're just like, nope, not going to happen. And wow, it really has made me question my projects and whether I want to continue with them and whether I should have even started them in the first place. And it's very painful when this happens. And wow, it's not the first time, but I feel like this week has been particularly tough. There's been another life problem that I've had to deal with, and that hasn't helped. So even though it's been tough, I feel like I've learned a lot about success and persistence and failure. And I guess one thing I've learned is that the bigger our goal is and the more it means to you, the more pain you have to be willing to go through to get there. Now, this might sound horrible and negative, but think of it like this. What makes a goal and a vision so rosy to you? What makes it seem so exciting and beautiful? It's because it means so much to you. Now, with any goal or vision or project, you're going to have to struggle to get there. And you might think, oh, well, if it means a lot to me, I'm not going to struggle so much. I'm not going to feel so much pain because, I love it. Every day I'm going to be getting up and I'm going to be excited to do this thing. And, the hours are going to flow in and everything's going to be nice. I actually think it's the opposite. I feel like the more a project means to you, simply because most projects are inherently difficult and challenging, the more it means to you, the more difficult it is, simply because you want it to succeed so much. And, well, I don't know, this is kind of the opposite of how we tend to think of it. And it's, I've had to go through this to realize this as well. It also has shown me how much we take our goals for granted. I take my goals for granted. Like, I'm not very realistic about them sometimes. I don't put my feet on the ground and realize what I'm actually trying to achieve. Not that it's impossible to achieve that, but just that to give it respect. Like, in my case, I'm running a business that is my absolute passion. I feel like if I nail this, wow, it will be a huge achievement for me. And not for money and not for the fame or whatever, but for the satisfaction. It feels like, it doesn't feel like a job to me. It feels like me living what I'm, it feels like I'm doing what I'm supposed to do every day. This is what I would do if I was a millionaire and I didn't have to earn money in an ordinary way. This is what I would do. And what I've failed to do is to give that the respect it deserves. Like, if you want to make a living from this passionate business, you need to give it respect. You need to realize, This isn't a little prize that I'm after. This isn't like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna. It's not like going to the fair and winning a teddy bear. It's more like building a castle or building an amazing house or something of that scale, something of that beauty. And I've simply not given it the respect it deserves. I was actually looking over my goals a couple of days ago after not looking at them for a few days and after going through a couple of days of really of darkness. And all of a sudden, I was sitting outside in a coffee shop having a cup of coffee, and I just realized, wow, look at what you've been trying to achieve. And look at how little respect you've been giving it. And what does giving it respect look like? It means having a long-term view of things. Not getting overly caught up in the little details. Zooming out on your life. 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Even thinking ahead to when I'm 50, 60 years old and thinking, what impact is this project going to have on my life? Then. And in a sense, forgetting about now and trusting that things will be taken care of in the meantime, especially when they're challenging. That's what giving a goal which respect means. And that's something that I've learned. I guess I've also learned that goals seem very, from the outside, the achievement of a goal seems very pretty and marvelous and special and magical. Like, for example, if you see someone playing the guitar, like a professional guitar player, you know, you see people on YouTube playing the guitar, and they are amazing at it. You look at them and there's like this sort of aura, the aura of mastery, the aura of doing something very well comes through. There's like a flow and a naturalness. But it's not as sexy as it looks. I promise you that the person that is playing the guitar like that has played it wrong way more times than they've played it right. They've failed so much that basically they'd have to be silly not to be good at it. They've been immersed in it for so long. They've done things wrong so many times that they've eventually just penetrated to the heart of what it is. And their body and their fingers have become used to the guitar so much that they just know how to play it. Not because they're magical, but because they've simply done it enough times to know how to play it and to avoid all the traps involved. That's really what success is. It's being so immersed for so long and trying and failing so much that eventually you, in a sense, you have to be good. You'd have to be like, as I said, you'd have to have something wrong with you not to be good, simply because you've been in the game for so long. And eventually it's like your nervous system, your body, your brain, it all adapts to the thing. And that's where the feeling of naturalness and spontaneity and lack of and just freedom and expression comes in, when you finally feel like you're used to it and you've understood it. And this goes against everything we're taught. You know, we're taught to look at the end result and to idealize it. That's basically what we're taught. I'm reminding myself, because when I came into my projects, the projects that are frustrating me the most right now, I came in thinking of the end result, mostly, and overlooking my own lack of skill, basically. But also, perhaps, underestimating what I could achieve just by sheer immersion and persistence. And this is a key lesson I've learned, is that persistence really is the key to success. It really is. It's not really about your method, unless you're doing something ridiculously wrong. Like, imagine you're playing the guitar, but you're trying to play it with the palm of your hand instead of your fingers, for example. You might come up with something new. You might. But most likely, you're just never going to learn because you're physically doing it wrong. Or, for example, if you're trying to learn Spanish, ha. And you practice and you practice and you practice, but every time you practice, you're speaking to people, you're writing or whatever, you're producing the language, you're saying the verbs wrong every time. The tenses are mixed up. The endings are wrong. It doesn't sound like a real word. And you do that for years and years, you're never going to get good because you're simply repeating the wrong things. That can happen, but that has never stopped me getting good at something. As far as I know, maybe I'm wrong about that. That has never stopped me reaching my goals. What has stopped me, or what stops us, I feel like I've not actually been stopped that often because I am very persistent, but what stops us reaching our goals is mostly lack of persistence. We have the method, we have the technique, we have the information we need to understand how the thing works and to put the hours in. It's simply that we are just incapable of continuing when we reach those blocks, when we reach those obstacles that are mostly mental. We reach that, those blocks, and eventually we can't take it anymore. And we're just like, nah, this isn't for me. This isn't who I am. I'm obviously not, just not cut out for this. Even though I've failed a lot this year, and it's really come to the fore this week, it's helped me realize this thing about persistence and about you simply need to keep going. If you stop, you've failed. If you stop, if you keep going, you eventually push through. It's like hitting a wall with a hammer over and over again. Maybe not. Maybe something a bit bigger than a hammer would be required. But with a sledgehammer, hitting a wall with a sledgehammer over and over again. The first few times, okay, it doesn't happen. After a dozen, 20, 30 times, eventually the thing starts to crumble. That's what persistence does. It's like it just wears away. It's like water on a rock. It just wears it down, and eventually the thing is finally shaped into something useful. And you underestimate persistence. I've found that on the other side of persistence, something beautiful always comes of it. It's foolproof. It's almost foolproof. If you just persist for long enough with the right method, the right technique, learning from all your failures, adjusting, and then moving forward, eventually you push through. But it's with those big goals, the ones that mean a lot to you, the ones that mean a lot to me, and the ones that are really going to transform your life, that you need to be the most persistent. It's funny because I feel like I've laid my life on the line for what I'm doing, for my business. That's also not true because, listen, in the 21st century in Britain, even though economically some people say things aren't good right now, there's a minimum below which you're not going to fall. Like, I'm not going to become homeless, for example. It's probably never going to happen. I could go bankrupt, but I'm never going to go homeless. I'm never going to starve to death in Britain. I'd bet the number of people that starve to death in Britain is extremely low. There's a certain amount of socioeconomic, there's like a socioeconomic net that catches you when you fall. But even then, I still feel like I've laid my life on the line. Back in 2017, I decided to throw away my career ambitions that I'd been working on for at least 5 years. And if I'd kept going with those, I would have been earning a lot of money right now. Probably would have been miserable. I've started new careers and I've sort of had to say goodbye to those as well because I realized that it wasn't for me. And there's been a lot of instability and a lot of uncertainty. But I know that this is what I want to do. And I'm really seeing that the obstacle is really just persistence, and eventually finding the right technique. But when you've laid things on the line, when you've really made a decision, like it's a big decision. You know, there's There's money involved, there's time involved, there's sacrifices that you're probably never going to come back to. Wow, that's when your persistence really gets tested. And I feel like now I'm really being tested. How much do I really want this? And do I recognize the magnitude of what I'm doing? And I think that's a very good lesson for life as a whole, is to appreciate the size of what you're doing and realize that you're going to need the persistence, a proportional amount of persistence to get there, the more it means to you and the bigger the goal is. This is another metaphor. It's like a seesaw. The rosier a goal is, the more important it is, the more grandiose it is, the more struggle and shitness you're going to have to go through to get there. It's like a seesaw. If you're not aiming for very much, you're going to have a bit of struggle involved. But the more you aim for, the more the struggle is. Ha! It's like this balance. It's like life is a balance. It's yin and yang. It's, if we want to achieve something, we have to be willing to put in the proportional amount of effort and struggle to get there. And I'm really learning that. And I think that's really important. When you look at other people and when you look at yourself, if everything seems rosy for them, first of all, I'd say that things aren't as rosy as they seem, especially other people's lives aren't as rosy as we think they are. The grass is always greener, as they say. The rosier their goal or your goal or the scenario you want in your life, you have to be willing, the equal amount of struggle is required. It's like the opposite. It's like the balancing force. The equal amount of struggle is required to get there, and the equal amount of struggle that you've been through or that others have gone through to get there. So whether it's learning an instrument, speaking a language, it's starting a business, it's meditation, I should know, the result is equally as beautiful as is the difficulties difficult. There's an equal amount of difficulty involved. And I've learned that this week, big time, like really big time, that I really, really want this. Like I feel like I really want this. I want it so much that it actually hurts sometimes. And to realize that if this is so important to me, then I'm going to experience the same amount of struggle to get there. Not because of me, but it's almost like a challenge life puts to you. It's like, all right, you want it. Do you really want it? Do you really want this? Do you really want this? Do you really want this? It's going to ask you again and again and again. I like Pablo Coelho. I don't speak Portuguese. Forgive me. Pablo Coelho in The Alchemist says that before the hero reaches his goal, he is tested for everything that he learns along the way. And also that most people die of thirst just as the palm trees are appearing on the horizon. This is like the desert analogy. When you're walking through a desert, people will die of thirst just before the palm trees are about to be on the horizon. And this is what happens when you're pursuing something. It's, you're just constantly put to the test. And as I said, the bigger the goal is for you, the more important it is for you, the more you're going to be put to the test. Because I'm speaking sort of metaphorically here, but sometimes, and you don't have language to describe things, it's sort of like life asks you, how much do you really want it? And it's a beautiful thing. It's what makes life real. If life was just this sandbox game where you could just basically, you could use a cheat code, you could get all the money in the game possible with a cheat code, and then you could build an army and an empire and a village and a whatever cathedral, like in these computer games. I don't play them, but I know like the deal, so forgive me on the details, but you get the message. If life was that, first of all, the mansion and the army and the whatever wouldn't be as, it would, everyone would have it, so we wouldn't really appreciate it. And also, it just wouldn't be life. Life is inherently beautiful, but also inherently painful. There's a yin and yang to life. And when you go through these difficult periods, that's when you realize it. And you realize that persistence is the antidote. Persistence is really like you falling off the bike when you're a child, falling off the bike, hurting your knee, bleeding, crying, wondering how you're ever going to ride like those kids that are 10 years older than you and they're just riding along and they're laughing and having fun. And you're just like this little kid trying to keep their balance. You fall off and you're like, oh no, come on, let's get back on it, let's keep going. You fall off again, you get another plaster and you cry a bit. You keep going, you keep going, you keep going. And eventually you just find the way. No one can teach you how to ride the bike. It's actually really difficult to explain how to ride a bike. It's like trying to explain how to swim. I wasn't even taught how to swim. I sort of taught myself. I just, through trial and error and observing people. No one can really teach you how to do things. Persistence and effort and trial and error is how you learn. And it's how you eventually discover how things are done. And you get that intuitive feel for how things are done. And it's been, for me, it's been crucially important to remember this week. I've had these issues, you know, this journey. I've been through this sort of journey many times with maths, for example, with the guitar, with meditation, with Chinese, with Spanish. But when it's something like this, which is really your entire life being staked on it in a certain way, wow, it really comes home. But equally with the crapness, there is the light, there is the beauty in it. And the beauty is, for me, it's the lessons I'm learning. And funnily enough, just in the last couple of days, just a few little signs of light. I'm not saying that these signs are like the end of the project and the end of the journey and everything's going to be rosy and amazing and success is going to roll in. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying just a few signs that the punches are starting to disappear for a while. And we're going to go into a period of growth and expansion, which is what tends to happen. So yeah, that's been really therapeutic for me to talk about these things and just to let it loose and hopefully teach you a little bit about persistence. If you find it helpful, maybe you already know all this stuff, but some of you might like it and find it helpful. Let me know what you think. Of course, remember, you can find me on all the major podcasting platforms and YouTube. Please subscribe to me, and that would really be good to support what I'm doing here. And of course, visit deep-psychology.com for tons of free resources. I've actually got a course about mastering autodidactism, I'll say it, which is very much related to persistence and success and failure and all this stuff that I've been talking about today. Very important for autodidactism, if you're into that thing. This has been very therapeutic. I imagine next week I'll be back with something a bit more structured and a bit more, you know, with tips and takeaways and all this. But today I wanted to do something a bit more spontaneous and authentic. So I hope you've enjoyed it. Take care.